We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn to cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yeah, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, I don't know what episode it is. My fault. but be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review anyway.
You know, it's funny because there's really no title for this because, and it's more of a reacts, right? Because at the end of the day, I hit you today and was like, yo, we should probably just, you know, talk about this show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because watching it, it's like MWA says, hey, fellas and live crew, this show was fire. I have to ask the question, is His and Hers the best miniseries of 2026 already? Is this the show of the year already?
Well, it's only 28 days in the year, so.
Well, so far, yes, I'm right. Thank you. I appreciate you. You know, interesting thing about this one, too, is because of the way that ended up watching it, right? Because I actually wasn't going to watch this. So this is going to be a little different from what we've done before, especially with the reality TV dating shows, because we watch it, we go back, watch it again, take notes and all that. There are no notes. We're just going off of this from watching it the first time. And I, of course, I saw it coming up, see Tessa Thompson. I'm like, click, all right, add it to my list. However, I didn't watch it. I was waiting. Mm. And you hit me, was like, hey, what you doing? I'm like, I'm watching Breaking Bad. Why? I'm like, I'm just started over. I don't know why I just started over. All right, you need to stop watching Breaking Bad and go watch His and Hers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally, I'm like, whatever, man. Let me finish this first.
I don't know TV.
You don't know no TV. And but no, I didn't. I stopped and I went to watch it because you were so adamant about it. What was it that you saw first, or thoughts on the show, why you ended up watching it almost immediately?
I think it was someone else. It might have been my brother. So, you know, I talk to my brother maybe once a week or every other week, and we'll talk shows. I'm like, what are you watching? What are you binge watching? So I think it might have been him that told me about it.
Mm.
And I remember looking at the cast of the show, like John Bernthal. I like him because Walking Dead, The Accountant, and then Tessa Thompson. When I see her, I think of Creed. She was the love interest in Creed. Yeah. So I was like, okay, this could be interesting. So I just, you know.
She's the one that taught you Joan.
Yeah. So I've been looking for something else to binge, and I'm a night owl, so I'm a binge watch, you know, king. I can just knock out some shows.
Yeah.
So I let me put this on and see what it's about, and just started watching it. Like, every episode, it was made you think, and it just started getting really good. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the ending, and I was like, oh, and I was like, it's only six episodes. So I was like, Yanni, why are you watching Breaking Bad? That's a whole bunch of seasons. There's six episodes of this show. You got to check it out.
Here's the interesting thing, though. So he says that. So last Saturday, I watched. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to chill. And I watched the whole thing. And then I'm talking to him, and I'm just like, yeah, such, get to the end. Man, the ending, I was like a Lady J, who says I'm a true crime junkie. I'm not, but she is. Says, I didn't see the ending coming at all. That's what made it really good. And I didn't either. So I'm telling Terrell, like, yeah, man. I couldn't believe. He goes, no, that's not what happened. I'm like, okay, here we go again. Always want to disagree for no damn reason. And he was like, he said, no, this is what. And when he told me, I went, wait a minute. You have not watched the whole. You stopped. Right. You didn't pay attention to the time. At the end of the last episode, you need to go back and watch it. And he's like, okay, I will. Spoilers ahead, because this is It's going to talk about everything in there, right? Everybody has seen it. If you haven't, this is the time to pause, go watch all six episodes, and come back. If not, you'll be like everyone else here, except Keedy, who says, please don't let this be the best.
Yeah.
Like, damn. And, I mean, we wanted more. Asked why did people watch it? Toya. Everyone was talking about it. Raven's girl, Monica, I binge-watched it since everyone was talking about it. Nikki B says, so glad for review because the end did not match the beginning, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and we'll get to this too, but if you go back, and I'm going to go back and watch it at some point, you'll see all the clues that we missed the first time around.
Yeah.
Toya says, yeah, it's an adaptation of a best-selling novel. These are always good.
Yeah.
Who's the British guy? Harlan Coben, and he does a lot of his miniseries. He does a lot of those that they adapt in England. Those are always good. I love those. So once you said it was good, I said, all right, let me watch it.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. It was really surprised me how good it was. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that you took my advice.
Yeah,
see, you do listen.
You know, why Nikki P? Why am I not surprised by this? I binge watched How to Get Away with, you know, you remember that show?
With Viola Davis? I never watched it.
How to Get Away with Murder?
I know about it. Yeah.
Just because I thought I might need an alibi. My wife watches a lot of true crime stuff, and I'm like, hey, hold up. I'm letting everybody I know. And I told you, Terrell, if it sounds crazy, she's the number one suspect.
Yeah.
There's one person who's saying, Miss Tillman says, I suspected the ending around episode 4, but definitely 5. I was expecting more in regards. So, okay, we'll get to that. So, and Nikki B's loving your quarters up there, Terrell.
Actually, it's a full zip. You just can't see it.
Oh, shucks.
It's a full zip.
It goes all the way down.
It goes all the way down, Nikki. I'm ready to get a nightgown. Get on over here.
All right, let's go back to the beginning of this thing, right? And again, this really isn't notes because we have no notes. But who did you think first committed the crime? Because or did you even believe? Because it obviously looked like they were trying to pin it on one person at first.
Yeah, I thought Detective Jack at first was the person. And right. I was like, okay, this is going to be an interesting setup. You know, it seems like it's his fault or he's the guilty party. And now we're going to see how they're going to spin it. So yeah. I remember episode 1 going to episode 2, I was still thinking Detective Jack. It wasn't until like episode 3 where I was like, okay, he didn't do it.
Okay. I'm like Toya. I thought it was too obvious that it would be him. Right. So I thought maybe it was Anna, or as Toya says, Tessa. Yeah. That's where I kind of thought at first. Okay, maybe. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't sure because I'm like, wait a minute. Are they just trying to lead me that way? And before we get into all of this, by the way, Toya says Jack is a cop. I knew it wasn't him, but he was very suspect in a lot of it. We're going to get to that too. But let's talk about Anna real quick, because there were a lot of suspect moves in the beginning, including her picking Richard as her cameraman and then immediately sleeping with him when they get there, knowing this is the husband of the woman that took her spot on the anchor desk.
True, but to me, it seemed like this wasn't their first time sleeping together. So the way when I watched it, I just thought like this is just a thing that, hey, we work together. It's stressful. I need to release you with the camera. Get in here. So I just thought that they had a thing. Wasn't romantic, but I just thought they were just FWBs that worked together.
You know why I didn't think that? Because he even asked, well, why'd you request me? Mm-hmm. So it almost seems like it caught him off guard because remember, she hadn't been in the field for a while anyway. So, that's what was kind of suspect to me. And then obviously a lot of her movements throughout the early episodes kind of gave idea that this. However, as we step ahead and we see certain things, even when Jack went to the hotel room and was at the door, she knows it's him at the door. So did she do this purposely just to spite him in this whole thing and getting Richard and then getting Because she basically seduced Richard because, you know, if she's reaching into your plate and looking at you like that, you're probably thinking the same thing.
But, I mean, Richard wasn't from their hometown, right?
No, right.
Mm-mm. So then how would Jack really know Richard?
Is that, it wasn't, it, no, just the fact that she was sleeping with somebody else.
With somebody,
because remember, they're still married. Because this is the things that we find out later that they're actually married. Because we just think, oh, she's single and just having her fun with somebody else's husband.
But the way he handled that, his character handled that, it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Compared to most people, you got to be like Biggie, you know, kicking the door. It's a total different ballgame. Mm-hmm. He knew she was sleeping with this guy, but he didn't really get that mad. So that's why I thought, I didn't think much of their relationship between Jack and Richard.
You know, it was interesting. Well, I don't think it was ever about Jack and Richard. It was just about the fact that, you know, if your woman, your wife that you're still married to, even though you haven't seen her in a year, and you hear her sleeping with somebody else, you're going to be a little upset.
Well, but there was so much time that had passed that I could see he was.
You're still going to be upset, sir.
But he wasn't that upset, especially he's been sleeping with other people. It's almost he's like he's trying to move on with his life. They didn't know when she was going to come back into the picture. So it's just odd.
Nobody wants any another car in their garage. By the way, Nikki B says, take my job and I'll take your man. Ho. Thinks it was to spite Lexi anyway.
Yeah.
And also, again, why was Anna trying to hurt Jack? Because that's what it really felt like. That's what I thought too, right? Kitty says she did it to get them both back. So both being Lexi, who took her job on the anchor desk, and obviously Jack, because she knew Jack. You know, she knows how Jack is going to go. He's going to find out which room she's in and go get her, right? Even though Toya's saying they were separated, they were. Raven's girl Monica says, I thought they were divorced. No, they never got divorced. I don't think so.
No, they weren't divorced. She just took off.
And to your point, Kitty says, Jack didn't seem upset enough. No, exactly. Yeah. He should have kicked that door down.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
Simply Kia says he was sleeping with someone else also. Maybe that's why he was not too bothered, to your point.
Well, he was. I mean, she's not around anymore, but he was sleeping with somebody.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. So there's a lot that happened past this, right? And I think one of the things that was kind of confusing as we went through this was the way that Jack was just bumbling through this entire investigation. Was there any point that you thought he did it? Even though it's you're thinking initially, no, it couldn't be him, but he's bumbling through this entire thing. Do you think he did it?
So episode 1 and 2, I thought he did it just because of the way he was moving.
Yeah.
Like, why are you being so weird? You're a detective. You should know better on some stuff. I didn't understand why he was acting that way until episode 3 and 4. But at first, I thought he was bumbling through it just because he was guilty and he's trying to slowly cover his tracks.
Or is it, and was it, what it actually, this is what I thought it was. He knew if he's in, he's sleeping with her, which nobody else knows. So it's easy if they find that out. One, he gets pulled from the investigation. He liked this woman, so he wants to find out who killed her. He's going to get pulled from the investigation, and then he'll automatically become a suspect if they know he was there. I mean, think about the DNA. They said there was a lot of semen, and all of a sudden, he's like, ah, crap. My evidence is here.
Skeet, skeet.
Kitty was like, I'm like, is he ever going to inform her next of kin? This was funny when he went to talk to the husband, though. And just because I remember this guy, was the first time I saw him was in The Wire, season 2 of The Wire, the guy who played the husband. Interesting
Chris Bauer.
The way this all played out. Yeah, I never knew his name. It was interesting the way this dynamic with these two went. The husband never seemed too upset about the whole thing. He knew his wife was sleeping around. They had their own rules. But even when Jack went to try to arrest him, he's like, no, not today. We're okay. That was kind of wild.
Well, that's what happens when you have money. That's the true. That's the difference. You have money, you can act like that when the cops come to arrest you.
At what point during all this bumbling did you think that Jack took it too far? Was it like Kay the Canary Diamond says when he did the kit on the little girl?
When Jack took it too far?
Yeah. Remember when he took, for the DNA sample, he swabbed his niece's mouth?
Mm-hmm.
And involved her in this case, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Just to throw everybody off of his tracks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was... It's odd when I watched it because I just didn't know where he was going and why he was doing some of this stuff.
Right. See, there's no one thing that stood up to you like, yeah, he was doing too much there.
Yeah, there was like one thing that stood out. I just literally I thought he was guilty and he's fumbling because he's trying to cover his tracks a bit.
Yeah.
But I didn't quite understand it until, to your point, if I were to go back and watch it all now, I'd be like, oh, that's why he did that. Oh, and that's why he did that.
By the way, Toy is pointing out something that may be true. Says if the lady you're screwing turns up dead, you'd be acting weird too.
Well, it's the lady I'm screwing, like I just left and then she's dead? Or the lady I screwed like a week ago?
Well, in this case, it was just a couple hours ago. So.
Yeah, a couple hours ago, I'm like, yeah, I'd be quite nervous about that too. But if I didn't do it, I would say so. But it makes sense why he couldn't say anything, because technically he's still married. That was his wife's friend that he thought. So it's just been really messy.
A whole lot of mocha says the way that Jack fumbled all of this evidence, he should be banned from even being a security guard at Walmart.
Yeah.
Facts. And everybody talking about, what she says, Chris Bowers, you said?
Yeah, Chris Bowers, the actor.
Or, as we knew him on The Wire, Frank Sabatka. Yeah, that was the name. There you go. Definitely a lot that went on there, right? But anyone else that you suspected? Because we already said, okay, Anna. We said Jack. Anyone else that you suspected before we get to the end of episode 5, which is where we finally get what we think is the end.
Yeah. Up until she got killed, I suspected Helen.
Mm.
Just because of the phone conversation she had with Chris Bowers' character, Clyde.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to tell her to, you know, they're conspiring some way. Yeah. So I thought Helen did it.
Mm-hmm.
Then she got, and then maybe so she can get with Chris for money, because she's not getting Chris for sex, because he said he struggles in that department.
Mm-hmm. That's when things took a little weird turn. It's like, well, let's just add some extra fluff in here, right? It was a little different. By the way, people have some questions about you and this, if the person you're sleeping with showed up, you know.
Showed up.
Showed up unalived. Because MWA says, first of all, Terrell's got options. He said, is it last night or a week ago? To which Keedy says, okay, has she been laying there for a week, Terrell?
Hey, my whole thing is, if it was a week ago, someone else has seen her at some point, alive and well, I'm off the hook.
I thought that you were about to go, well, you know, I've been known to lay somebody out for a week before.
No, I would never say. Don't even try to put that out there. No, I would never say that. Let's just say I give my best.
But I guess my best wasn't good enough. I saw somebody say earlier that they thought it might have been, they suspected the female detective. I never thought that because.
Priya?
Did you ever think it was Priya?
No, I never thought it was Priya at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't. I thought Priya was going to call him out on a lot of stuff before she finally did. Which was, and we'll get to that part in a second. There are a couple of things, questions I have to ask is, as we're going through this, some certain things keep popping back in my mind, but. Lady J says Jack had to work hard to stay ahead of Priya. She was much smarter than he anticipated. Yes. And the problem is when you start thinking somebody is slow, you end up tripping yourself up a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. When he finds his sister in the bathtub, and then he gets a phone call, and I want to go back just a little bit before the phone call. Why did Anna get... in Richard's truck to go to the in-laws' house. She has her car. He mm-hmm. has truck. I follow you. I never understood why she got in the truck with him.
Yeah.
Because she put the luggage in her car and then climbed in his truck.
Yeah, I don't know. Because that's when he was taking her to the in-laws' house. And I thought that was sketch because they needed a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm thinking to myself, well, I can just get a hotel.
Well, remember, they got checked out of their hotel and there were no more rooms available.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I thought that they were going to go to her mom's house.
Yeah.
Why didn't they go to her mom's house? Why did she have to go with him to the other place?
Yeah.
To his in-law's place all the way out there. And why would you let him drive?
Yeah.
Never understood that. That's when I was like, if I was one of those people, I would have been yelling at the TV. But I'm not. I despise those people. And when my wife decides she wants to try to start doing that, I nip it in the bud. You know they can't hear you, right?
Yeah.
To which she goes, tells me, shut up. She gets up there, realizes things and something's not right. All of a sudden, her phone works and she calls Jack. Anna calls Jack.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel in the moment? Or what were you thinking in the moment? Priya shows up, holds Jack, stops him at gunpoint. Instead of, hey, keep the gun on me, get in the car. We mm-hmm. got to go.
Yeah.
Because that would have been my, I'm like, I got to get in this car. You got a choice. Yeah. Shoot me or get in with me or stay here. Right?
No. Because what I didn't get is, what I didn't get about what Jack did, he sees his sister, he breaks down crying, Anna calls him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't call the police, didn't call an ambulance,
right?
Paramedics, Booth watching the daughter. All this stuff is just out there. He's just going to leave his sister sitting in the tub.
Yeah.
And just take, with blood all over him, just take off. I just thought that was odd.
Right.
That's TV, right?
And where was the niece?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where was her daughter? I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, MWA finds fault in what I'm saying that Priya wouldn't have gone for that. She's a police officer. Yeah, so is he. and instead, he did what we expected him to do, took the gun away from her, knocked her out, and left her there for the cops to find her, right? Mm-hmm. There's a great question here. Did you question this too? Because you just brought up a great question. Why didn't he call the cops? He's sitting in the tub, gets the phone call, and just leaves, right? Mm-hmm. Even though the cops were on the way, but that's obviously because Priya called him. Where's the daughter? We've asked that question. Where's the daughter slash niece? Where's she at? But Nikki has another question. How did Jack get to Anna so fast? I thought the drive was a long way away. He got there in record time.
Small town living. When I lived in Lincoln, Nebraska, you can get anywhere in 10 minutes. Uh-huh. Piece of cake.
you and I missed this. Katie says, I think they'd said the niece was at a sleepover.
Could have been.
Which would probably explain why she got in the tub the way she did in that time. Right? Okay. There's a question that pops up here because when we get to see Anna and Richard at the cabin, what did you think when he's telling her, oh, Lexi's going to be there and she just wants to bury the hatchet?
Yeah. I thought it was odd that you're going to bring the lady you've been sleeping with
mm-hmm.
to the place where your wife is at.
Right.
That's just weird. That's messy.
All fun.
Obviously. Messy. Unless you're swingers or poly. No, that's messy.
Right. Yeah, and then you walk. This is where the things you see before that you realize where they are, right? And it's, where is it at? There we go. Our chat finally caught up, by the way. Nikki B says, why was the unalive kid on the table at the cabin, but they weren't trying to hurt her? All the things that we saw him trying to buy earlier,
mm-hmm.
they're on the table there. Well, I think they were going to try to hurt her, but they never got the chance to. Or did you think something else?
I didn't think that they were going to try to hurt her. I knew Lexi didn't like her, but I thought if Richard was sleeping with her, why would he try to hurt her?
Right. Well, because he's... If you notice what he said at some point, as his anger went up, is you have the you rich people, you do this, you sleep with whoever you want, then toss them away. Because remember, she slept with him, and then she slept with him, and then she kind of cast them aside. As he's trying, remember, he went and bought some more condoms. He's like, I'm about to get some more. And she's like, nah, bro, we good.
Yeah. Which
tells me they didn't have any in the first place.
Yeah. Well, and I think Richard, obviously, he doesn't come from money. So I'm sure Lexi looks down on him, just like Rachel looked down on guys who didn't have money.
Right. That's a good one. I'll get back to that in a second there. That's a good one there, Mocha. We'll get to that in a second, too. By the way, MWA says, damn, y'all making me hate this show now. Why? It was a good show. I thought it was good. I gotta go watch this again. Jay Blake, I was with you. Don't go in that cabin, girl. Except I didn't say it out loud. Just in my head. Just making sure you're not one of those people. When did you figure out that Lexi was Catherine?
When Anna was kind of having that the kind of like flashback.
Yeah.
And then the part where Lex, I think it's the beginning of episode 6, where Catherine at the time was a flashback where Catherine is emptying out the inhaler for her sister.
Yep.
And I'm like, you can be that cruel as a kid to kill your own sister.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a villain that's going to kill some people.
So there is a script that they had and said, you know, it gets easier, include the more you do it, including. And that's when, as she's walking up with an inhaler, I went, oh, yeah, it's got to be Lexi. Lexi's Catherine because this is her. This is the first kill. And the rest becomes easier, even though this is 20 years later, is what we're finding out.
You take your time. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, true. That was a long marathon, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and so I wasn't surprised when they revealed the sister and the picture covering up Catherine's face on the picture because I was like, oh, well, we already saw this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then we get to episode 6. And this is where you stop watching. After the fight and Priya takes the shot, what'd you do? Fall asleep?
I must have fell asleep. Yeah, because that was the last thing I remembered when you started telling me all this stuff. I was like, what? I don't recall that. I just thought that was the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jack's there. They're sitting outside. No one's getting on Jack. I'm just thinking, okay, yeah, well, show's over. And I guess I fell asleep.
You know, so here's what went through my mind. At the end of episode 5, I'm like, there's another episode. And I opened up. I'm like, that's a long way to go. I thought it was going to be a short episode because obviously, this fight's going to be a lot longer than I expected it to be. It shouldn't be, but that's going to happen. It's going to drag out, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, pow, and you see Priya take her out. I'm like, well, that was quick.
Yeah.
Still got 40 minutes left.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are they going to tell us now? How much are they going to drag out the end of this?
Mm-hmm.
So when you went back to watch it, knowing that there's more to go, what went through your mind watching it this time?
Well, I was just trying to pay attention to the details. Like, it was funny. When Jack and Anna were on their way to Anna's mom's house, did you notice, like, he didn't stop at any stop signs? He just rolled through everything. And so I was like, okay, where is this going? He's just rolling like he's not a care in the world, just driving, you know, just chilling. I was like, you didn't see the stop sign. So they get there. So then I'm just literally, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't doing anything else. I wasn't distracted. Let me see what I miss. And then that's when they get into the house and then Anna's in the room where she's starting to read that letter. Well, she's already kind of reciting that letter, but that's when we see her in the house reading the letter. And I was just like, what? What? Oh, there's this going. And then once I heard the voice change, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wondered... when as she's reading the letter, I'm like, huh? And the second the voice changed, I went, oh, that's it, right? Yeah. this brought up something that I questioned earlier. Because when they showed the flashback to the birthday party in the woods, I questioned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because we knew about Catherine and what happened to her, or what we thought happened to her.
Right.
Because of based on what they showed us. And my thought was, well, where the hell was Anna in all of this?
Yeah.
If the other three girls were just sitting there kikiing about this, where was Anna in all of this? And as the letter is being read and they show it, I went, oh, crap. I know what's about to happen. Go, mama. I totally identify.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Because then she had to sit there and watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Whew. That's true. That's true. And then I think that's also during that part, that's when we realized that Anna and Jack's daughter died under mama's watch.
Right.
And the amount of guilt that she felt, you know, from that. And so you start to see, okay, this makes sense why her headspace is in there. But then once she saw the videotape of what happened to Anna, that's when it all clicked to me. I'm like, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
It was a Kaiser Sose moment from Usual Suspects. Was. Yeah.
It, you know, the fact that you find out the mom did it and you go and they go back and they show everything, including her seeing Anna see Jack and Rachel in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, baby, don't go up there. Yeah, I got this. Oh, she's gone. Let me go handle business.
Yeah.
And realize she's been faking this thing the entire time. When I see that they show the clip of her even just giving the glance over, I'm like, they gave us these tips throughout this whole thing. When she gave Priya the hot cup of water, she looked at her to see, making sure she noticed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If I thought this was brilliantly done in that sense, right? I think, especially even as they go through just to explain why and how the why the mom felt that guilt, how she actually was grieving, looking at all these tapes, and she came across this one that she didn't think. Just like, oh, here's one more. Oh, this has got to be her birthday. I remember this day. And she sees the worst thing ever. But there's something else that's also shown in here, which is the fact that people tend to not just look down upon those doing the manual labor, but they don't pay attention to them. They just act as if they're non-existent.
Yeah, that's common. Like that's I'm not surprised about that. If you have people that clean your house, you know what I mean? People claim to clean today. I barely saw them. I didn't pay attention to them. I was just doing my thing.
I hope you were nice to them because
I wouldn't ignore them. Well, they got a tip. I leave a tip on the coffee table. So to me, that's being nice. But I'm not just like, oh, hey, girl, how y'all doing? I'm doing that. Just doing my work, doing my thing. They come in and they leave.
Okay. Even in the office, when you're in the office and you see the cleaners, do you? I know you. You at least acknowledge them, not just. Yeah.
My old office, there was a guy, didn't speak English, but I would, you know, see him as I'm leaving. If I'm leaving like 5:30 and he's still there, I'd be like, all right, mañana. I just walk out. Like, I wouldn't really say anything. But that's only if he was like right there in the space. But if I know he's on the floor, I just don't pay attention. I'm just walking out. But in these cases where you have people, especially you have, you know, Anna's mom's role was to clean these people's houses.
Yeah.
So they're gonna look down on her. I'm sure they did. Mm-hmm. But also she's black, they're white.
Yeah.
Totally get it.
Toya says Lexi left Anna, that was awful. It was, and the mom was getting ready to set her up to be in jail. Didn't expect Priya to be an excellent marksman. So there was that part. A whole lot of Mocha says, I think that's why Jack's sister was an alcoholic. She was suppressing what she did as a teenager. But she was also blowing it off. Like, she can't still be angry, can she?
Right.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... And that she was still the mean one in a lot of it. When she drove by Anna was sitting outside the house. She drove by and flipped her off. I'm like, but you are the mean one. So you're still being that mean high school person. J-Roll says something that I never thought. I knew there was going to be a twist, so I looked at Mom walking in the rain early on as a person of interest.
Okay. There you go.
I never thought about it that every time she was caught in the rain, and somebody pointed this out online somewhere, that it was every time she did it, somebody died.
Yeah.
But it was genius. Everybody thinks you're nuts then.
Yeah.
You're gonna get hit. She's walking down the middle of the road like, you better not hit me. You better not hit me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just wasn't paying attention to that. I just missed it.
By the way, Raven's girl Monica says, I speak to the cleaning people at my office. I even know their names. Yeah. I remember when I was in Charleston and we had 8 stations in the building, and there was a guy that was on the news talk station. Classic, nerdy guy that, you know, when people say somebody will go postal, we say it would go radio. And we always joked about the simple fact of like, hey, always speak to him. Because if anything ever happens and he comes back in this building, I want to say, oh, you were nice. Next person.
Yeah.
Right? And when they did let him go, they had people walked out of the building with security just in case. Because you just never know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I speak to people, but I just don't go out of my way to do it.
Yeah.
It's a penny. We make eye contact and I see, great, but I'm not going to purposely go around looking for the cleaning guy. Mean
go hunting them.
No. I'm just saying, like, I just don't. That's the thing about it. Like, do your thing. And also, I think it just depends. Uh-huh. You know, you have certain, you take the corporate office structure. Mm-hmm. You know, there's normally that person that works the front desk person, you know, whether it's reception or whatever. You know that person, but then you can be so busy, you don't even think about it.
Right.
Well, you just walk in, hey, good morning, but you're just in the zone. Or you walk in already on a conference call at 8 o'clock in the morning and you're not even thinking about it. So it's not like you just don't care. It's just not thinking about it.
I'll tell you what surprises me about that and hearing it from you, because you are very strategic. Right. And you're aware of who can do what to help what in different spaces.
Yeah.
And so I just assumed that one of your tricks would be, not tricks, but just, you know, tricks of the trade, I would say, would be making sure that, the receptionist, you always talk to the receptionist. You always do this. So just a little surprise. That's all.
Yeah. Well, the trick is I might not always talk to you, but you know, I'm going to walk up and do, hey, Edith, what are you doing for lunch today? I'm going to get us some lunch. What do you want? And just get lunch.
That's way better. Yeah.
Yeah. But I might not like talk to you every time I see you, but I'm just going to randomly get you some lunch, because that way when I do need, I call that making deposits. So when I need to make a withdrawal from you, I can't. You'll remember, Terrell bought me that good food and tacos and stuff. So let me go ahead and hook him up with a badge.
This is, and right now somebody's going, you know what? Keep the conversation. Ask me what I want for lunch instead.
Yeah. There you go.
All in all, when you look at this, and everybody, whether you're in the live crew right now or watching this latest part of Replay Gang, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate this miniseries, limited series, His and Hers? I started off by asking, is it the best miniseries of 2026 already? Well, let's not go there. Let's just give it the rating on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm not even going to go 0 to 10 because we know it can't be a zero. A scale of 1 to 10. Terrell, you kick us off.
Watching the first 3-4 episodes, I would have put it at a 7 to 8. Like, this is decent, entertaining. The ending is what took it up to like a 9.5 for me.
And 9.5. I very much agree with what you're saying, right? Because I thought it was good anyway. There are a lot of curveballs everywhere. And you're just like, hey, what could it be? What could it be? The ending, I think, was just so good. Even though I've seen, like, I think it was somebody on Joe Budden podcast was like, oh, no, I didn't like it because that means you wasted my time with all the other twists and turns. Which I think is the worst take, but to each his own. I thought that's what makes it, right? As we see, I Am Nessa says an 8. K the Canary Diamond, I give it a good 8. D. Michelle, a 9. Toya gave it a full-on 10. 10. You Go Girl says an 8. YouTube channel member J Rose says a 9. And Raven's Girl Monica says a 9.
Mm-hmm.
All good ratings on this. I thought it was great. I did.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah. Thank you for recommending it.
You're welcome.
This was a good one. Unlike The Bachelor, which you made me watch the first time.
Nope, I did not do that. You chose that.
I didn't choose it. You did.
Yeah, you did.
By the way, one last thing before we get out of here. A whole lot of whole latte mochas earlier said, I think it was odd that the police department didn't either suspect everyone with a friendship bracelet or protect everyone with a friendship bracelet when they found a bracelet in Rachel's mouth, or at least in the second person's mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Second person's mouth, Helen.
Yeah.
That's when it should have been like, hey, let's see how many of these girls are friends.
Mm-hmm. But that's what
they wouldn't have caught. They wouldn't have caught Lexi because Lexi wasn't really in the clique.
Right.
Catherine didn't get a friendship bracelet.
She was in the clique. She was the one taking the picture. They thought it was four girls. And, you know, that's what made, I'll tell you what made me, when I suspected Catherine and then realized later she was Lexi, was when they said, no, 5.
Yeah.
I went, The pee drinker. Yes.
Yeah. The pee drinker.
Hey, like Simply Kia says, it's really worth watching. And if you haven't, sorry, we gave away everything already. I suggest still go watch it. I'm definitely going to watch it again. Will you?
No. One and done.
Okay. One and done. So, obviously we have a couple things coming up. We've got the, Ready to Love reunion.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's only one. But then a couple weeks away, Love is Blind season 10 and OHIO is back. And actually in Columbus, which is what I figured they would be if they're doing that Ohio State chant. Interesting. Y'all wanted more color? They got some color on this one.
They sure do. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting cast. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with how this season's going to go. So looking forward to that. And I'm pretty sure Ready to Love is going to be 2 Fridays of reunions.
Yeah, I'm sure too.
They've always done that.
Okay, we'll go through it. Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Do us a favor. You've made it this far. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Yones.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, at RGRT Pod, and on IG at The RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.